And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institutes. Now, while parents fight to protect their children from ideological indoctrination, Minnesota's Rochester Public Schools decided $136,000 in taxpayer grants would be better spent excluding white teachers from professional development programs. Parents Defending Education has filed a federal complaint highlighting how the district's Employees of Color Resource Group and Grow Your Own initiatives openly advertise racial discrimination dressed up as diversity. The Supreme Court will decide if South Carolina can stop subsidizing Planned Parenthood through Medicaid, as Governor Henry McMaster argues that any public funding effectively supports their abortion business. While the abortion giant claims they use the money for other services, the governor's position is clear. Taxpayers shouldn't be forced to indirectly fund an organization whose primary mission contradicts their values. Cincinnati Children's Hospital has an interesting cure for the healthcare worker shortage. Turn away qualified candidates based on skin color. The Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty filed a civil rights complaint over the hospital's race-restricted scholarships and internships, noting the irony of denying medical training opportunities while claiming to care about access to health care. A Canadian billboard company just demonstrated the new face of censorship, rejecting a pro-life group's Christmas ad showing a pregnant mother cradling her unborn child. Pattison Outdoor deemed that the message, "Celebrate the Gift of Life," too controversial, and just proving that in today's climate, even depicting maternal joy requires corporate approval. The Biden administration's latest prisoner swap with China raised some eyebrows when details emerged about one of the traded inmates, a Chinese national convicted of possessing 47,000 child pornography images, including assaults on infants. A Canadian Liberal MP managed to rewrite both scripture and history in one parliamentary speech, declaring Jesus was undoubtedly a democratic socialist while scolding Christians who question climate change orthodoxy. And 1 Million Moms organization is warning parents about Universal's adaptation of Wicked, noting the film's shift from subtle storytelling to overt messaging about sexuality and gender. The original Broadway show let audiences interpret relationships for themselves. The movie's cast and creators are openly discussing their intentions to push specific ideological viewpoints on to young viewers. And finally, a British pastor learned the hard way that truth-telling has limits after telling elementary school children that Santa isn't real during a lesson about the Nativity. Attempting to focus on the true meaning of Christmas, his well-intentioned honesty didn't suit parents very well. They don't appreciate truth as much as they do magic. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, as always, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.